The following shiur has been presented by Rabbi Eliezer Gwertzman, Dayan for the Mechoin Halacha Urefua of Chaim Aruchim, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Pesachtus Gittin, Daf Pegimel Amid Beis. The Gemara, towards the bottom of the Yomud, says, Kidetanya, like we learned in the Braisa, Hareza Gitei Chamanash Leitishti Yayin. The person tells his wife, this is your get on the condition that you don't drink wine, amanash leitelich lebeisavich, on the condition that you don't go to your father's house. So if he says la'olam, the tanai is forever, ein zekrisus, then it's not a good get. Shloishim yoim, if he only says that it's for 30 days, harei zekrisus, then it is a good krisus. So the Gemara is being mechalik whether the Tanai is forever, in which case there's no Dava HaKoyos Beinoi Leveino, there's no really cutting the knot. It's always going to be that she's tied to him because the Tanai is La'ilam and she's never going to get rid of it. So in such a case, it's not a good get. Masha Enkein, Zok the Gemara, only for 30 days. We're over there. Once the Zman finishes, the Tanai is over. Then says the Gemara that it would be a good get. But the Gemara is considering that if someone says Amanas Shalaitelech Lebeis Avich La'olam, that if he makes a Tanai with her, that she won't go to the father's house forever. So the Gemara considers that to be a good get. So the Rajba over here is Sakasa that Lechora we have a stira from the Gemara in the Dorim and Daf Mem Vav. Because the Gemara in the Dorim and Daf Mem Vav says that if a person tells, Ruvain tells Shimon, Koinim lebeischo she'inani nichnas. Person tells, Ruvain tells Shimon, I'm assuring your house on me. Meaning, he says that he's never going to go into Shimon's house anymore. And he asks it for Hanoah with a neder, with a koinim. So the halacha is, in meis oy mocha, if the owner of the house dies, or it gets sold, he's allowed to go there. And the reason is, since he only said lebeischa, to your house, so kolzman, the person is alive, it's his house. But if he sells it, or he dies, it's no longer considered his house anymore, and therefore he's allowed to go there. So for the Rajba, why are we considering this Isha to be Agudas Lo La'olam, attached for him forever? Because the Tanai will never expire, because she's never allowed to go to her father's house. L'chayra, if the father dies, the house is no longer his, she'll become mutter. So why is she considered to be attached forever, that such a Tanai makes it that the get is not a good get? So the Rashi wants to say that over here that we say that it's Aser is talking about a specific case where he said that Koinim She'ein, over here where he says Amanas She'ein at Nichnas Lebeis Avich Zeh, that he says specifically that you're not allowed to walk into this house. In that case we taka say that he didn't mean it. And over there we taka say that that is Osir. Masha Enkein, when he says Bayis Stam, so that's only till the father dies. But when he says Bayis Zeh, so even if the father dies, this house will be Osir La'olam. But Einachanami, if he would Stam tell her that you shouldn't go to your father's house, so the Rashi says, halacha lemaisa, she could go la'ilam once the father dies. And the mela, it would not be considered to be a tanai, and the get would be a good get. Of effect, the Rashi, that even if we're going to say that we're talking about bayis there, this house, so the chayra is another Eitzah. Because let's say the house falls down. So the only reason why it's Aser is because he said Ba'izah. And then, Shulvayter have no Iser to go into any specific house because the house falls down. And even if it would be built up again, Ma'isah there's no Tanai. So the Rashba answers that the fact that the house is going to fall down is not considered a Shchiach Tikazach. Most houses don't fall down, and therefore the assumption would definitely be that she would be Aser La'olam. And Memela, once you say Ba'izah, although there is technically an Eitzah that the house could fall down, since that's not the standard, we would taka say that she would be Agudaloy La'olam, and it's for that reason that we would taka hold that it would be a problem. As I state in Rashba. If, let's say she died, so the father died, that's already most of the shchicha, the Rashba says. People die all the time. So, als the mesavich, then, enechanami, if they wouldn't say ba'izah, she'd be mortal. But here, where the father dies, the issa still continues, and the only eitzah is if the house falls down, that the Rashba says is not an eitzah. Based on this, he brings the Tosefta that at the Tosefta at the end of Perakei in Tosefta of Gittin says that if a person tells a lady that this is Hareza Gitech Amarash Leitali Beilon Zeh or Kozel Zeh, if somebody gives a get to a lady and tells her on the condition that she doesn't climb a specific tree or climb a specific wall, so the halacha is a get. Zakti Rashba, the chilek is between a house and the get is because a get between a house and a wall falls down, a house doesn't. So by a wall, it's also the shchicha. We could expect it. Mashenke in a house, we can't expect it. The Rambam in Perakhes, Hilchas Gerushin, Halachi Yir Aleph, says that im amala amarash loitelech lebeis avich la'olam ein zeh get. If he tells her not to go to your father's house la'olam, it's not a good get. The Rambam doesn't mention one word of what the Rashba mentions, that it's only ein zeh get if he says bayis beis avich zeh la'olam. But stam beis avich, the Rashba held it was a good get. The Rambam says pashut that if he tells her amanash la'teich lebeis avich la'olam, it's not a good get. So the Magid Mishnah asks Akasha, since the Maisa, she's mutter, either la'achem Misa, or after they sell the house, the Yishtet and the Gemara in the Dorm. So why does the Rambam say that she's Asa? Why is this considered la'olam? So the Magid Mishnah over there explains the Rambam that Be'etzem, the Rambam holds a chiddush, and that is that although he said, once he says la'olam, although there's a possibility that la'olam may not come to fruition, because l'maisa, if the father dies, she will have a hechatimsa to jezach out of it. But the Rambam holds that since he said la'olam and he told her it's forever, even though be'etzem there's a way out, Hayyos, the time that he put out there is La'olam. The Rambam held that is already called La'olam, and it's not a good get. Even though Ba'etzem, she has a way to Jezach out, because if the father's going to die, she's going to be allowed to come into the house. The Rambam held that's called La'olam. And even though Ba'etzem, there'll be a time, that time does not change the outcome of the halacha. Now the truth is, halacha, this is not so poshut, because if you look at Yeridaya, Simin Resh, Tezayin, Sifdalit, the Ramah, after the Mechaber brings the halacha, that if he says Osir, if he says Koinam Lubayis, Adzman, Shumachroi, Koinam Lubayis, that he's not going in, that It's mutter after the father, after the person dies. That's the halacha of nedarim, that if a person says koinem ba'ezeh, or even, I'm sorry, not ba'ezeh, koinem ba'ez, so beischa, that I'm not going in, so once the person dies, it's mutter. The Ramah then writes that let's say he says koinem beis avicha she'eni nechnes bay. Let's say a person tells his wife or stammer person, I'm not going into your father's house. So the Ramah wants to say that it's usr. Why? Because when a person says that he's not going into the father's house, even if the father would die, there would still be an usr. Because he meant not only to the father's house, but kol yotzei yirecha, the father's also considered the father's house. We find a lot of places in the Torah, beis avicha, bayis shel pleni. So even though pleni might not be here anymore, but his children is a continuation, and that's called beisai. And therefore, when a person says to his wife, let's say, that I'm not going in, I'm making a neder, that I'm not going into your father's house, not only would it be osir for this person to go into the father's house, but who had been the yotzei yirecha as well. Where does the Ramah get this from? So this is really a shitas ha-toisvus and the Mordechai, that they want to use this teretz to answer the kasha. Dahainu, we have a steer in the Gemara Nedarim, seems to indicate that if a person says, koinem lebeis chasheini nechnos, I'm not going into your house, if he dies he's allowed to go. And here we're saying that if an isha goes and gets a get, and the husband tells her out to try that you don't go into your father's house, lo lemains a get. Chayetz astira, once the father dies, we should say that it's a gerusha. If them effort the mart chayin taisvis, that no. There's a chilek when someone says beischa, your house, or when a person's told beis avicha. When a person's told beis avicha, it includes not only the father's house, but kol yotze yirechai as well. Masha'en came, when it includes, when he just says beischa, then it's only his, and that's why this taka, an eitzah, that lacha misa he could go. According to this, and even if he would say, ba'yizeh, even if he would say, beis avich, lo'oilam, the halacha would be, even without zeh, he wouldn't be allowed to, she wouldn't be megureshes, because it would blib lo'oilam, because not only would she be also to go to her father's house, any of the yotze yirechai, any of the father's children, would be also as well. The shach over there is chaylik on the Ramah. But if you look closely at the shach says that although could be toisvis and the mardchai's yisoid is true over here, when a person tells an isha, I'm divorcing you out tonight that you don't go to your father's house, that there itaka meant yotze yirechai. When a person stamazoi, Ruvein asks on Shimon, or even a person tells his wife, I'm not going into your father's house, over there we say he only meant the father, he didn't mean everybody, and therefore the consensus would be, in such a case, in the case over there, where it was only an Issa Anah, an Issa Neder, then we would say that it only means him. Masha'enke and the Shach is maskim over here, that it would be everybody. We seem to have three shittas in the Rishonim. The Rashi is taka saying that if he says koinin the beis avich, the only reason why it's also over here when you say la'olam was only because he said ba'izah. But if Yitaka just said beis avich, it would be a get because you have an etzah to wait. We have the Magid Mishnah's chat in the Rambam that the Rambam held that even though ba'etzim there's an etzah, but if you say koinim, if you say that it's a get, I'm an ask that you don't go to the father's house, the halach is going to be that it's going to be not a get, because ba'etzim we consider it a t'nai la'olam. I, the father, could die. If the father's died, and then it would be mutter, of the Magid Mishnah and the Rambam, that the Rambam held, once you say la'olam, it's considered to be la'olam, even though there's a way out. And then we have the Shittas HaToisas V'Amodchai, that they want to be mechad, that ba'etzim she would be allowed to go to the father's house once the father died. However, since beischa, beis avich means kol yotzei chalotzav, so memelo the iser is loylam, because she's taka not allowed to go to her brothers and their children as well, because of the iser that he put mitzad the get, and if she would do that, the get would be bottle. Is memelo, it's considered a tenai loylam.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.